Okay, so my first question is, what's it like now to see artists who are being influenced by your work and at times will emulate your work?
You know, I'm usually the last person to recognize that somebody's doing me. Plus, I don't look at a lot of comics, so I hear about people doing me, and I hear that I'm a big influence, but I usually don't see it. But it's nice. I mean, it's always flattering that you make, you know, that you're influential. So, you know, it's nice. As long as they're not doing me better than I am.
How long did it take you to kind of create your art style?
Well, I'm 50 years old. It took 50 years. You know, it's not like something you wake up one day and go, oh, you know what? I need a style. I'll figure it out. I've been doing this stuff professionally for 25 years or more. So it's 25 years of doing it wrong and trying to adjust it and you know, this works and this doesn't work. So it's just an ongoing evolutionary process. And it's probably only within the last 5 years that I started kind of being happy with, you know, what I do.
Now, when you first started Hellboy, you had John Byrne write it. And then afterwards you took over the writing. Now, was that overly stressful for you? Was that something that was kind of intended?
Well, I think John Byrne always intended it. John knew I should write the book myself. I just didn't have the confidence to do it. I'd never, you know, written a full script before. So I plotted the first Hellboy miniseries myself, and then I kind of roughed in the dialogue, and John was like my training wheels. You know, he rewrote everything, and it was great. But by the end of that first miniseries, we were both very aware that I should be doing it myself. Nothing against what John did. I could never have done the book without him. But as he did things, I was kind of going, kind of liked what I had there better. So there was no conflict at all between John and I as far as him leaving the book. Basically, he just said, now, kid, you're on your own. That first story I did on my own, which was The Wolves of St. August, was amazingly stressful because there's nothing more scary than doing a job and you're the only guy. Even on Wolves of St. August was originally published in black and white. So there were no professionals other than me involved in that book. So that was amazingly stressful. The second one I wrote myself, The Corpse, I kind of was able to relax and just have fun. And after I did The Corpse, I thought, well, okay, if I can get away with the comic being like this, then yeah, maybe I can write this thing myself.
So then after that, now how do you feel that your skills as a writer have evolved now that you're doing it? Like, where do they stand in relation to your feeling as an artist?
Well, I will always be most comfortable as an artist. You know, it's what I've done forever. I think as a writer, I've gotten better. I think I've been very fortunate to work with some wonderful artists. But I will always be most comfortable as an artist. And even when I write for other people, I have to like do little rough thumbnails and stuff for the story for myself, just because the only way I can write is to kind of conceive of how the story paces out and, you know, zoom in here and close up here and pull back here. I need to put in those kind of instructions because that's, I can't help but see the story.
How do you feel about the fact that now that BPRD is becoming quite successful in its own right, how like secondary characters that you've created are almost as popular as the primary character, Hellboy?
It's great. I mean, I just think, I love that. One of the things I'm most proud of is the way this whole Hellboy universe thing has kind of evolved. Hang on one second. Sweetie, here's... I'm very proud of the fact that this kind of universe has kind of grown, you know, very organically, and certain characters have taken on a life of their own. And, you know, BPRD has a better writer on it. John Arcudi is a much better writer than I am. And he's so good with characters, and he's breathed so much life into characters that I wouldn't really have known what to do with. I didn't have big plans for Abe Sapien. I didn't have big plans for Liz Sherman. So we have a really good, comfortable working relationship where we discuss stuff all the time, but the more I leave John alone to do what he does, really the better it is.
How much do you like to be involved with your work once it kind of leaves your table, like in the case of the Hellboy movie or any of the other stuff that has gotten made based on your characters?
Well, I mean, it's nice that the filmmaker wanted me involved on the Hellboy movie. And certainly it was a really fun experience, especially on the first one, being there for this, you know, this thing being developed as a film. But as I get older, you know, and I get a lot more precious about my time, I'd rather spend my time in the studio. A lot of the time you spend working on a film, it's doing work that nobody ever sees that may or may not have any effect on the film. So as I get, you know, as I get more precious about my time, I'd rather spend it in the studio so that I know what I'm drawing is actually going to be published. You know, it's not, I'm not just working for a paycheck or working on, well, maybe we'll do this or maybe we'll do that. You know, I want to sit down and draw something and know that that's going to be published as is.
That's great. Actually, I just want to verify, how do you pronounce your last name, just to be 100% sure?
Mignola.
Okay, that's what I thought it was, so I'm very glad of that.